Well, she's all ready, Captain Morgan. It will take off just after sunset. The asteroids, or whatever they are, will be in the night sky and visible from this latitude. Now, are there any questions?
The takeoff and setting the ship in its orbital course will be automatic?
Yes, takeoff and final orbital speed have been timed to match those of the asteroids. But once you're in free flight, you can maneuver the ship yourself, within limits.
Well, will Doc and I be able to follow the proceedings?
Certainly, Mr. Mitchell. I've arranged for you both to watch the whole course of events from the main control room. Now, there are your crew suits, and I'll call for you on the wagon in half an hour.
Thank you.
Well, good luck, Jet, and you, Lemmy.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Doc.
If we land on one of those asteroids, I'll bring you back a stick of rock as a souvenir.
Fat chance there is of that, but good luck all the same. See you both sometime tomorrow.
So long, Mitch.
Now, gentlemen, if you'll just follow me...
All right, Lemmy, put on your suit.
Yes, Jet.
All right, Jet. In you go.
Thank you, sir.
And you, Lemmy.
Ah.
I'm sorry the space is so confined, but this is no passenger ship.
What, no takeoff couches?
No, Lemmy, reclining chairs.
Oh, don't worry about it, sir. We'll be quite comfortable, thank you.
Good. Then I'll step out onto the elevator and make my way down. Take care of yourselves.
So what harm can a few chunks of rocks do us?
All right, Lemmy. Close the airlock and the main door.